Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you went to high school? Vast majority. How many of you remember how many people were in your graduating class? So what are some numbers?
500.
500? 30, 60? 145. 245. 145. 155. 155. 650. 11? Yeah, maybe so. So wide variety of sizes, right?
Wide variety of locations.
It's true. My class, when I graduated, I sympathize. My class was, officially I remember seeing once that it was 667. I'm wondering if it really was that, or if somebody was just afraid to have it at 666. But, you never know. And I think that was actually taken before graduation, so I don't know. You got to figure a small percentage or, a chunk of people didn't make it, but it's something like that, 600, give or take, 650, something like that. In fact, it was the last year in Auburn. It was the last year of one joint class. They added two more high schools within a few years after I graduated, because they had gotten there was so much overcrowding that was going on. Now, for those of you who are in larger classes or were in larger classes, you can probably relate then to some of that. That's a very different experience than those people I have met who've gone to much smaller schools. It's not necessarily better or worse, it's just different. To put it into perspective for you, when I went to college, when I went off to PLU, my incoming class at PLU was smaller than the class I had just graduated from high school from, which I always thought was kind of odd. And when Sarah and I used to live in Chinook, Washington, out on the coast, the place I was before I was here, the entire village of Chinook, the bustling Mecca of Chinook, had a population of 467. Period. Well, last Friday was my 20-year high school reunion. And I know that for many of you right now, you are thinking to yourself, oh, Pastor Chris is so young. And I appreciate that, because you're like the only people who hear that in my life and who have that response. Most of my friends, when they hear that, are, oh, Chris is getting older. And I didn't go. I decided not to go. I thought about it a lot, whether or not I wanted to go. And it's too late, for what it's worth, just to get that out. It was last Friday, so it's happened. So even if you think I should have gone, you can't convince me now to go, because it's in the past. So if you're trying to think of how you will convince me after worship, it won't work, because it's already happened. But it did. It was last Friday. I decided not to go. I didn't want to go, to be honest. And even now, as I think back, I'm perfectly fine with that decision. I don't regret not going. But I did think about it a lot. I talked about it with some of my friends about, if they were going to go, and trying to figure out why I didn't have this excitement about it. Because I felt like I was supposed to. I felt like I was supposed to be really excited about going back and seeing people. And it wasn't like I had a traumatic experience. I enjoyed high school. And, I was good in school. I knew how to do school. School was my thing. I enjoyed it. I had a good group of friends, and I was really, active in different things and whatnot. But that was the thing, is I was a band kid. Were any of you band kids? Really? That's sad. Oh, a couple. Thank you for that. Orchestra kids? Orchestra? I was a drama kid?
No.
No? I know that's shocking. But I was. I was a band kid, and I was a drama kid, and I was a church youth group kid. And if I stop and look back on it, most of my closest friendships, they weren't exclusively in my grade. They were in all the grades around me. It was this cross section. And so if you were to tell me that, hey, we're going to have a reunion of the 1995 to 1996 Auburn High School marching band, I would go to that. Or if you were going to tell me, hey, we're getting together the cast from Damn Yankees, I would go to that. Or if you were going to get the Messiah youth group that went to Holden Village that year, if we were to come together and do a reunion of that group, I would go to that in a heartbeat. I would be there. But I didn't really care about going to this reunion because I kept thinking to myself about how much I didn't know a lot of those people. And that was okay. I'm sure they were fine people. But even as I've been looking at the announcements on Facebook and such, I keep having the same thought when somebody has been posting on the page. Who are you? We were in school together? Really? And I remember when I graduated. I remember we went out on these buses to this grad night event that night so people wouldn't go off and get drunk. And it was Auburn, so what happened was after grad night, everyone went out and got drunk. I didn't. I was good. But I remember sitting on those buses and thinking to myself, even then, in the moment, who are you people? I have no concept of who you are. We've been in school together for 4 years, really? And I figured, you know, it's okay, because I've got Facebook. And I've got social media. I have the wonders of the smartphone, the magic phone that can make me connected to everybody, right? Through the power of technology. The people I wanted to stay in contact with, I will stay in contact with them, right? It's so easy, it's so convenient. Friday afternoon before the reunion, I sent a text message to an old friend of mine. I wanted to verify that he was not going. Because if he was gonna go, maybe then I would actually do it. But I also knew this was a safe bet because I love Travis dearly, but he's always marched to his own drummer, and there was no way this was going to happen. So I will read to you the exchange that we had. Because this really blew my mind. I said, safe to assume you won't be at the reunion, right? And then I said, wow, it has been a while since we've chatted. And he wrote back, yeah, I don't even know when the reunion is. LOL, which for those of you who don't know means laugh out loud. And I said, it's tonight. I said, I'm not going either. And then I said, we should hang out in the next week or so, though. It's been forever. And he said, yeah, I won't be there. I moved to Chicago in March. He moved to Chicago in March. Travis was one of my best friends 20 years ago. And he is still someone who I care about deeply. A couple of years ago, his mother died of cancer, and I sat with him and with her throughout that process, holding her hand and talking to them both and praying and crying. He lived in Linwood. Y'all know where Linwood is?
I don't think so.
I thought you did. He lived 10 minutes from my house. He now lives 4 hours by plane. He lived 6 miles. He's now 2,000 miles away, and I didn't know he moved. I know that the last year has been rough. I know I've been distracted. I know there's been the family thing. I know there's been the church thing. I know there's been the moving thing. I know there's been some film stuff. I know there's been all sorts of things going on. But someone who has meant that much to me for that long moved that far away, and I was clueless about it. I was dumbfounded. You moved in March? How did I miss that? How out of touch have I been? I cannot tell you how many times over the years I have had someone say to me, hey, Pastor, do you know how so-and-so is doing? I've been thinking a lot about so-and-so. I hope so-and-so's okay. I miss so-and-so. I haven't seen so-and-so for a while. Pastor, have you talked to so-and-so? I always find myself wondering, have you talked to them? Because it's okay. It's okay. It is okay to reach out and to say, hey, I was thinking about you. I just wanted to let you know that. It's okay to say, you know what? I miss seeing you. Or I miss talking to you. Or I've been worried about you. Or I just wanted to hear your voice. It's okay to do that. I'm not asking you today, I'm not trying to say to you, hey, I want you all to feel really guilty, and I want you to go home from here, and the first thing you should do is go through an old directory from, like, I don't know, 1995 or 2003 or something, and I want you to pick five names and then start calling them and harassing them to come back. I'm actually not saying that, although it would be hilarious if you did that. What I am saying, though, is it's okay to be explicit with how we feel about each other. It's okay to be open and honest about loving people. It's okay to say to someone, hey, I miss you. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I haven't seen you. I don't know what's going on, but I just wanted you to know that I miss you and I hope you're doing okay. And I tell you what, doing that can be awkward and uncomfortable. I know how to read most of your faces well enough by now to know that many of you are feeling awkward and uncomfortable just at the idea of doing that. Two of you are thinking about the food afterwards. I won't tell you who it is. But I know that too.
Only two?
Only two. I've only been talking for 12 minutes. Give me three more and it'll be 17. But it's okay. It's okay to reach out like that and to say, you know what? Hey, I miss you and I love you. It is okay to be uncomfortable and awkward because the gospel of Christ is uncomfortable and it is awkward and it makes us feel vulnerable. Saturday afternoon, I got a message from another old friend who had also skipped the reunion. And she let me know that she and a couple of other people have decided that they want to get together and go to the Pacific Science Center in October and meet each other's kids and hang out and catch up. And I will be doing that. Because for one, it's folks who I really do want to see. But for another, I want to make sure that I take the opportunity to let them know that I have been thinking about them, that I do care about them. I do care how they are doing. And you know what? I'm probably going to make sure to remember to invite them that they can actually show up here sometime. And it will be awkward. And it will be uncomfortable. But it will be okay. Because whatever they decide, I will still love them. Whatever they do or don't do, I will still care about them. But it's time that I put my money where my mouth was. That I allowed myself to just kind of sit in the awkward uncomfortableness that is the gospel of Christ. And I encourage you all to try it yourself. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the many ways in which you have fed us this day and before. We ask you to keep us, to help us to be mindful of your love, your charge to us to share that love with others, to be there for others, to care about them, to treat them with dignity and respect. We ask you this day and always to help us to better follow you and walk in your way. Praying these in your holy name. Amen.